Hello and welcome to another Modern Commerce Talks from Avencia. I'm your host, Jack Stratton from Insider Trends, and absolutely delighted today to be joined by Michael Mockberry, the founder and CEO of Aptus. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
And Johan Lilleros, who I've spoke to many times before, who is a senior advisor at Avencia and also the general manager for the US. Hi, Johan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. And so, so interesting to have you both on and talking about super interesting subject today. So how I'm going to frame this one or introduce this one is, and it really touches, I think, on kind of, what you guys are acutely kind of working on, involved in. What I wanted to introduce here is how, from your point of view, how to use AI to match purchase intent with the right products. So Johan, if I allow you to start, take us through that a little bit, please.
Yeah, I would start by saying that understanding what the user actually wants and is looking for online is like kind of the holy grail within e-commerce. It's been a long journey. I mean, we've been working together, Michael and I've been working together for coming up on 20 years, I think now, and we've been going from the simplest search engine. Well, back then it was very complex, but just matching words and finding something in an index to starting to understand the build of language with natural language processing and building that into search engines and so forth, or Michael and his team has done that. And from there, also trying to get more of the user intent in there. And I think now we're at the point where a lot of products on the market really do understand the user intent. But only understanding the user intent is basically like going into the store and telling the store associate, this is what I want. And the store associate doesn't respond or respond very badly. Because the other side of the user intent is to have the product understanding, to mapping between what I want and how we map that with what we have online, because we're still talking about computer systems. It's not human to human interaction. Would that be a good explanation, Michael? What do you say?
I definitely agree, Johan. You know, what Johan said about product understanding, I would like to emphasize that a little bit. You know, user intent understanding is important, but even if you understand what the user's intent is, if you do not understand the assortment and the affinities between the product groups and product types and the actual understanding of what different attributes that are driving the sales for every single product, that understanding is key in order to be able to respond in a relevant and sensible manner to a user request or to an intent. And that's exactly what you get if you meet a good salesperson in a physical shop. You know, you go in, you tell them what you want, and you describe your intent and the vision you have about what you want to achieve. And it is the experience of the salesperson in terms of what people in your situation generally need, but also his knowledge about the products and what products map this specific intent. That is key in order to make users happy. So we have therefore tried to focus a little bit more on product understanding and not just to stop at user intent understanding.
That's really interesting. So the key is actually, so I guess in many cases, from the outside looking in, user intent in and of itself in an isolated way isn't necessarily that difficult. A lot of brands or a lot of companies might have a grasp on that. But the missing piece and the magic of this AI is the matching to the product. And of course, that's infinitely more useful as well.
Yeah. And I mean, in a world today with so much information available about products and we work heavily with product information management, you need to understand, too, that this deeper understanding about products is not about one single product there and one single product there. It's a conceptual understanding about that type of assortment. It's understanding how a certain product type, not a specific product, a certain type of product, either is a complement or a substitute for another product. And one great example is a bow tie. It's not a complement to a tie, it's a substitute. And knowing that and having information like that in your conceptual database makes your recommendations much more sharper as well. Much higher hit rate on recommendations, not only search results. But also speaking about natural language processing, for example, if I walk into a store and say, hey, I'm looking for t-shirts, the store associate wouldn't ask me, did you mean T-shirt or did you mean T-shirt? It would immediately understand by looking at me, okay, he wants a t-shirt for himself. If I talk about kids' t-shirts, it could be, I'm looking for t-shirts for kids, or I'm looking for t-shirts that has a motive of kids or something on it. So, I mean, just a simple word as kids can mess up a good search without really understanding the user's intent and mapping that to the information you have.
That's fascinating. So, Michael, how advanced is this AI? Can it actually start to reflect some of those subtle kind of purchase intents that actually Johan just brilliantly explained? How advanced is it that it can work out things like this?
You know, Google, the basic of all this is the way the technology works is that we use a kind of graphs that we call knowledge graphs. So a knowledge graph is a conceptual model of a word of a certain segment of business. So I really like the example that Johan brought up with the t-shirt. So in this knowledge graph, it is specified that t-shirt is an upper body garment. It's something you wear on the upper body. And it is, so first of all, you focus on the product group and the product type. You kind of try to put this on the right level of the hierarchy of products. But the more time goes by, the more detailed these knowledge graphs get. So to go back to the example of t-shirt, there is a lot of implicit knowledge that human beings just have in their head based on all their learnings. In the case of t-shirt, you just implicitly know that a t-shirt is have short sleeves. So you don't have to tell specifically to a human being that I want a short sleeve t-shirt, because human beings, there are long sleeve t-shirts, but unless you say specifically that you want a long sleeve one, then it's short sleeved per default. If you say a pair of jeans, per default, it's denim. People think about a denim pair of jeans, right? And a tank top is per definition sleeveless, right? So this is the kind of knowledge that human beings just have based on their previous interactions with each other. So what we are trying to do is to make these knowledge graphs more and more enriched and more fine granular. And I know that Google, for example, have been working on their knowledge graph since 2012. Zalando have been working on their knowledge graph since 2016. So this is nothing new. This has been around for a while, but it is getting more and more common that we encounter larger clients who understand the meaning of this and how business critical it is and what a huge competitive advantage it can be to them. Just as Johan mentioned, if you have a conceptual model of the word that is accurate, then you can more precisely point out what substitutes what and what complements what and what are the alternatives in terms of typing of products. So it the systems end up being more human thanks to this.
And I think you're putting your finger on one important thing that we need to emphasize here is that if we go back to the physical store and I walk into Target and ask a store associate a very specific question about one specific product there. I mean, Target, they sell everything from food to 55-inch TV, whatever. You can buy everything there. Those store associates are, well, a lot of them, at least, are not experts in every area, in every aisle. They can't talk on an expert level about every product. And if the human beings really can't do that, can AI do that? I would say no. You still need AI systems adapted for your specific business. So, for example, here with Aptus, it's lifestyle products. It's fashion. It's shoes. And that conceptual database at this point is kind of expert on that area. And of course, that conceptual database can be expanded into new areas. But what I'm trying to say here that is that a search relevance engine or recommendation engine that can't be widely expert on every type of product. It just can't.
Yeah, we encounter more and more clients in different segments who actually recognize the fact that business-specific and domain-specific knowledge is key to them. And they kind of gather people from different parts of their organization, from traffic acquisition, from their marketing department, but also business experts, in order to kind of together gather up around this topic of creating a knowledge graph for their specific business, where all the knowledge is not in the head of their best salespeople. They try to bring it down into a graph that can be used for AI and machine learning, and let that knowledge be utilized by computers in their everyday interactions with their customers.
Fantastic. I'm afraid, because I could really listen to you both talking about this all day long. It's really interesting. That's all the time we have for this subject. But you've both really beautifully explained, I think, a concept that I often struggle with. That's some of the best explanations of AI in real life use I think I've ever heard. So thank you so much, Michael and Johan. It's been a pleasure. I have grown my knowledge graph today. Let's put it that way. But it's been an absolute pleasure. And hopefully I get to do another one with you both soon. But that's all we have time for now. So that's everything from us. And we'll be back with another Modern Commerce Talk soon. So thanks very much. And see you soon, Michael and Johan.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure.
Bye now. Bye, guys.